Warning from the Surgeon General. Don't take the St. Louis Rams lightly. The Packers' offensive line sure isn't. If it's what's up front that counts.
Retreat, sets at the 30, has to avoid the rush, can't do it.
Count the Rams in, at least defensively. First round draft picks right across the board and an 8-man rotation that includes 5 number ones in all. And they play up to the pedigree.
It's definitely the strength of their defense and you know, probably their entire team. So, they're good across the board.
On the other side of the ball, the new headline act is Todd Gurley. The rookie running back exploded onto the scene with 146 rushing yards against Arizona. You might say Gurley gets stronger as the game goes on. 2 yards in the first half, 38 in the third quarter.
We'll give to Gurley. Head of steam, 45, 40.
And 106 in the fourth.
Up left tackle, head of steam, 40, 45, 50.
He's out.
Down the sideline, 40. Tracked out from behind. What a run by Todd Gurley.
He's one of the elite backs, and it showed last week that he had, like, you know, pretty much like a coming out party. So we got our hands full this week.
When not handing off to Gurley, Nick Foles throws screen passes by the bunch. In the third quarter last game, the Rams ran 3 screens in a 5-play stretch.
They can be coming from any direction with the screen play or anything like, you know, receivers. They got quick guys, Austin, running backs. You know, it's just, it's tough to game plan against, and you know, that's why they do it.
The Rams also regularly blitz their corners and safeties off the edge. And when they're not blitzing, those corners and safeties will hit.
Tackle now gets walloped by T.J. McDonald.
Strong defense and enough offense to beat the likes of Seattle and Arizona. If you're thinking St. Louis is an automatic skin on the wall en route to a 6-0 record at the bye, think again.
Everybody in this league gets paid. Every team has talented players. And we understand that you don't win no game on paper. You got to go out there on Sunday and perform. The team on paper don't always win on Sunday. It's the team that plays the best.
And ain't that the truth? Larry McCarron, Packers.com.